Oh yeah!
Right, to the beers. Next, baby.
Oh, let me tell you, buddy. I'm still catching my breath.
They're catching breath from the 2 weeks of craziness in New Japan that we've got to talk about.
Yes, and all the Christmas lights I just had.
Definitely nothing in real life. No, it's been a big couple of weeks in New Japan. Then in the New Japan Cup, everyone is joining and changing groups. And what's going on? They've had a big fucking shake-up the past couple of weeks.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You couldn't ask for anything better. We knew that 2023 was going to bring us a different version of New Japan that we probably haven't seen ever. Just because of, no Suzuki-gun, we got Shoto there, we got Ren Narita's coming into his own, out with the old and with the new, but these shakeups are keeping you on your toes, man.
I know, I was worried that Matt, you'd maybe signed with someone else and you weren't going to be part of Bread Club, that you'd move to another faction.
No, you don't have to worry about me going anywhere. Kieran, nobody wants me, Kieran. All right, they're like he does a pretty good job, but he's a wild card.
You got some good comments on our last video. Lots of nice comments there.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling to try to find them because I remember that they do exist. There was some. You might know this. I don't know this account. They said you guys are great together. Such great chemistry. Funny as hell, and you know you're New Japan. Keep crushing it, and Kieran. Keep Matt in check, will ya? He's a maniac. And that comment was posted by, I don't know, the Shining Wizards. Do you know who that is?
I'm well aware of who the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is. And I guess someone's got to keep me in check. They can't hold me down. Let me tell you, Kieran, you got it nice. So in the England, right, where you're over there, right? You said it doesn't, yep. It doesn't get too cold, right?
It gets cold. It gets very cold. We get into a little bit into the minus.
I don't understand what too cold is for you. We've done this before, the Celsius gimmick.
We have, yeah.
What's the coldest it's been for you?
I don't know. Like minus.
I got the translator over here, so we're good.
-3 Celsius, maybe.
-3 Celsius to Fahrenheit. All right, that's 26 degrees. That's pretty cold.
There we go.
All right. So over here in the East Coast in New Jersey, I wasn't kidding about the Christmas lights. We put up Christmas lights, but they've been up until today.
Because Christmas all year round in the Matt household.
No. We've never put them up before, but we put them up this year, right? Beautiful. We had them on for the whole holidays, and then like 2 weeks into January, we unplugged them. But it's always bitterly cold here. And to get the ladder and to be out in the fucking cold.
So it's now warm enough. Three, almost 4 months after Christmas. We're almost into April here.
Yes, we are.
To finally take the Christmas lights down.
Well, look, man, we had to wait until it was warm enough. 63 degrees out. That's warm enough.
And what's that in Celsius on your calculator there?
So it's just Google, man. 63 Fahrenheit to Celsius.
I thought you had a hidden whiteboard and you was doing the math.
This is 17.2 degrees Celsius.
Oh, dude, that's so hot. What do you mean? That's so warm.
It's so hot. 63 degrees is not hot.
That's like a beautiful summer's day in England, 17 degrees Celsius.
You have it made in the shade, bro.
Oh, we've got it. We're dying in the cold. I couldn't think of a good rhyme.
So wait, I got to see now. So when it's, so in the summer, when I'm sitting here and it's 90 degrees out.
Mm-hmm. What's that in Celsius?
Let's see. What do you got? Riveting, for me?
Riveting wrestling conversation here.
Oh man, that hurt. I had like a sticker bush in my finger. 32 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, look, it got to like 30 degrees last year or the year before for like the first time ever in the UK, and the country went into fucking meltdown. We couldn't hack it. There were people just dying on the streets, just crying, children crying, just buildings melting.
Really?
Like, we're not built for that. Especially in my flat. Lots of places in the UK are built to keep the heat in because it's cold most of the time. Obviously, they didn't account for the fact that we're destroying our fucking planet and global warming. But yeah, like, they're built to keep heat in. So if it gets a little bit hot, it gets really hot inside. And if it gets really hot, you're fucked. And we don't have air conditioning. That's not a normal thing in the UK because we have a good weather a handful of times a year. So when it does get hot, it's great if you're outside. If you're inside, you are suffering.
Oh, man. That's rough. Well, there is a reason why I bring all this up, right? Is it? Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Kieran.
I'm excited for this segue.
Are you on holiday today? What is today over in England?
Nothing. I just had the day booked off. I had days to waste because you have to use up your holiday days that you get from work by a certain time period. And I hadn't used all mine up, so I just booked random days off. And I was at Rev Pro last night at York Hall, Bethnal Green. And I was like, well, that might be a late one. So I'll just take the day off the next day and chill.
Was it a late one?
It went later than it was meant to. And that's no fault of Rev Pro. That's the fault of York Hall security. It's mostly a boxing venue. It's a very famous boxing venue. So the security is very airtight, very strict. Like you'd argue stricter than some airports. And so as a result, they're very slow. So when the show was meant to start at 4:30, there were still lots of people waiting to get inside.
Okay.
So understandably, Rev Pro said we're going to start a bit later and they waited for more people to get in. And you can't fault them for that. People, right. Yes, they want to get in through the door. They don't control the security, unfortunately. But yeah, it finished about 8:30, 9-ish. They've started doing their shows earlier because people travel for these shows.
Right.
They want to let people have the chance to stay to the end and get the last train home. Because, you know, it's pretty easy to get a train from anywhere in the country to London and it's only going to take you a few hours. Yeah, not a late one, but it went later than it was meant to.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't too late for you. So you have a nice day off, fresh off of Rev Pro. You're out to lunch rubbing elbows with wrestlers. I'm taking down Christmas lights. Just that's why we're late. I was out of breath. I had to run upstairs. This guy's over here in his fucking In-N-Out shirt. There's another reason why me and Kieran, there's heat, Kieran, brother.
Well, they don't have In-N-Out on your coast, right?
No In-N-Outs over here.
Yeah. I mean, do you know what? I say this often to Hazel. Like, there's not much I like. Like, I don't wish I lived in America or anything like that. Like,
that's just fucking rude.
The one thing I wish is that the UK had your level of takeaway food, of fast food. You guys have so much choice. There's so many chains. It's, yeah. I'm so Americans envious.
Are lazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, but like, we have a lot, but it's all like, you know, just on McDonald's, Burger King, KFC. Like, we've recently started getting some Taco Bells and stuff like this. And there's a one Popeyes in the country. And like, I go America and there's all these things I didn't even get to try because there was too many that I wanted to try on my trip. There was like Jack in the Box. I didn't get to try that. I didn't get to try Sonic. I got to have Chick-fil-A, which I love, In-N-Out. I can't remember. There's too many. I could do a trip and just have fast food every day, and that would be the entire trip. I don't need to go anywhere. I'll just fast food restaurant.
Then you'd end up looking like me, buddy.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, I could stand to lose a couple LBs. let's not lie.
You're in great. No, I refuse to go along with that.
I mean, I appreciate it, but let's call a spade here.
To get us back on.
You have a giant fat head, man. Look at how big my head is.
I mean, when you enlarge it, like that's that. See, that now it's not so,
everything like that.
Now it's not so big. That's how the world works. But yeah, Rev Pro was fun. I mean, whilst we're on the topic, I've got to talk about the show because Francesco Akira, friend of the show, Francesco, however you want to say it. He doesn't know himself these days, man.
Why not? Why do you mean he doesn't know himself?
We said we had this discussion when we interviewed him prior to pressing the magical record button.
He doesn't know who he is?
He was like, I thought it was one, and then they started calling him the other in Japan, so he's not even sure anymore. But in the opening match, he took on Dan Maloney, and it was meant to be Will Ospreay versus Dan Maloney. Unfortunately, obviously, Will Ospreay is injured. I did get to have a chat with him last night. Of course, it happened during the Mark Davis match. He explained no surgery required, thankfully, he told me. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks, which was already reported by Dave Meltzer. He's got like a tear. It's not the arm. He can move the arm. He's got the arm in a sling, but he can't lift it. And it's like he did explain to me. I think he's got like tears in like his triceps and all the kind of bit that connects the shoulder up to your chest and stuff. But yeah, just lots of rest, recovery, being careful. But yeah, Dan Maloney beats Francesco Akira, and Will Ospreay gives Dan Maloney an armband for the United Empire, and Dan Maloney thinks about it, and he puts on the United Empire armband, and he throws up the crown, and Will Ospreay's got a great smile on his face, and we've got another new member of the United Empire.
Kieran, I finally got my thing.
Oh, yes. Is it up on the wall yet? Can we see
it's
it?
It's not up on the wall. You can see it.
But yeah, Dan Maloney, for those who don't know, I will plug this out of him. He's been a... Here comes Matt. Oh, dude, that rules. Holy shit. Oh, man. They've all signed that perfectly as well. There's no, like, little crappy signatures that are a bit faint. That's all thick and beautiful. Oh, I'm jealous. I thought about getting one of them myself, and I was like, no, I won't do it. I've got too much stuff as it is.
I got it now, so there's no reason for him to respond to my DMs.
Will we respond to your DMs? Like I said, yes. I was chatting to him last night. He's keen to, hopefully we'll maybe do another interview for WrestleIn with Ospreay. He's very keen. But yeah, Dan Maloney is a name that not many people will know outside the UK, but he has come on leaps and bounds. Will Ospreay is a big advocate of his. He is really good. Apparently, according to Will Ospreay, he's going to be a junior on Twitter, which is surprising. He is a big dude, but he's gotten a lot leaner, a lot more cut. He will be a powerhouse of the junior division. He is going to be easily the big hitter of the junior division if and when he makes his way over to Japan now.
Did you guys, did you do any fun chants?
What, just in general, the entire show?
Yeah, you know, Tyler Bay, Tyler Bay, Tyler Bay, Tyler Bay.
I think there was
what's
like
a favorite Kieran chant.
There's not many chants I like. I like just chanting. I can't remember. This is
you say fucking fight forever. I'm leaving.
No, Jesus, I hate that stuff. Dude, fight forever is the worst out of all. You deserve it.
You deserve it, Kieran. You deserve it.
Fucking. I don't know. We get some good chants in the UK though. I'm trying to think who it was, but it was do 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 do. I can't remember who they chanted it for though.
All right.
But yeah, new member of the United Empire. Great O'Khan retains the British Heavyweight Championship. So it's nice to have Great O'Khan still be my king, legally, lawfully.
Is that how that works over there?
It is how it works, exactly how it works, yeah. And what else happened? We had the Revolution Rumble, which was won by Michael Oku. Like Gabriel Kidd, the Iron Man, he was in there for like an hour, 15 minutes. Go on, you're so keen.
Sorry, I hate to interrupt. So, but there's more than one British professional wrestling promotion, but there's only one king. Like, who's the progress? Do you recognize the progress? There can only be one
king. I don't recognize progress, let alone recognizing progress champion. Ah,
my guy.
I think their champion might be like Tate Mayfairs or something like that. They're doing a steel cage match, to be fair.
Sounds like a fake name, Tate Mayfield.
Mayfairs.
That's a fake name. This shit's fake as shit. He drew that out of a hat. Tate Mayfairs.
I mean, it's wrestling. All wrestling names are fake.
Yeah, like Dan Maloney sounds like a fucking dude I can meet at the pub.
Yeah, I'll tell a funny story as well. I wasn't there. I've heard this secondhand, but a bunch of the wrestlers went to a pub, as Matt just said, after the show last night. And there was a couple of friends having a little scrap. Like, they weren't trying to beat each other up. They was kind of just roughing each other up, rolling around on the floor, grappling a bit. I don't even think they were wrestling fans, just genuinely two dudes, Sunday night, having a drink and a laugh. And standing over them, saying, oh, great technique. Oh, try this. I'll pull this harder, is Zack Sabre Jr. So a bunch of wrestlers are having a laugh watching these two lads have a scuffle. And Zack Sabre Jr. is there trying to give advice and critiquing these men on their grappling prowess in the middle of the streets of East London.
I fucking love that. I wish I could. I'm going to pull a sound clip. We're going to start using sound clips. I need the... Go on, dickhead.
Roll the clip, dickhead.
Yeah.
Was it? Play the video, dickhead.
Play the... Yeah, anything. His dickhead is fantastic.
Yeah. That's how he started his match last night. Someone shouted something at him and he went, shut the fuck up, dickhead. but yeah, it was a great night at Red Pro. Lots of New Japan talent, lots of surprise. Leo Rush fucking popped up out of nowhere, totally unannounced. Lost my shit out of my chair. It was a great night, and obviously lots of New Japan connections and relations in that show.
Well, glad you had a good time, buddy.
D- Did you have a good time with the remainder of the New Japan Cup?
Did a fucking A, man. You fucking called it on Bread Club episode 18, the Sonata Tai Chi. Thank God, because, man, I could not be more happy when Evil lost, because if he won, two things would have happened. Either Evil would have won and won the tournament, then I have to listen to your stupid ass talk about you predicting it. But this was a much better guess.
Oh, there's so much to talk about, but to start with, like, the Evil stuff, the match versus Mark Davis, how fucking good was that? You're the top of the Evil dislike fan club, the anti-Evil fan club, fuck House of Torture fan club. Surely, yeah. Even you enjoyed this match with Mark Davis.
I did. I thought they did a great job. They told a great story. It finally made sense. There was someone there to counter the fucking House of Torture for some ungodly reason. LIJ could never figure it out. Chaos could never figure it out. Fucking Suzuki-Gun. No one could ever figure out that if you just bring your stable to ringside, it would cancel out the interference from the House of Torture. And I thought Mark Davis, even after he lost to Ospreay and then Ospreay having to withdraw and him taking his place, I thought Mark Davis looked awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think many people are saying Mark Davis as MVP of the tournament. I'd never argue with anyone saying that. I would say Aussie Open, to cheat and say two people, Aussie Open were the MVPs of the New Japan Cup for me this year between all their matches. Everything delivered and everything was great. Oh, except Mark Davis versus Yano, but that's not Mark's fault.
No, that's, you know, we talked about that last episode too. I thought we got, you know, Umino getting his win over Zach, so we're gonna see
good match, you know, as well. Good match,
great match. They're gonna run it back. I really like Tama Tonga and Hirooki Goto. The thing that I'm starting to really, and it might be something he's always done, but I've just never noticed it because he was always a fucking bad guy. The fact that Tama Tonga can hit the stun gun out of essentially any move.
He's done some incredible reversals over the years. Like, there's one crazy one he done to Yoshihashi a long time ago. It's annoying because it is the whole out of nowhere shtick that Randy Orton has coined and memed and whatnot. But yeah, he really can just pull that thing out of nowhere.
But I don't mind it because it's not, you know, they're not fucking putting it over on commentary like it's the Randy Orton.
No, totally not. Tama Tonga had a great little run. Obviously, got knocked out by David Finlay, and like I said, I think that's David Finlay's ceiling. Is at the moment the IWGP US title is out of reach, is the NEVER title, and whilst that match hasn't been announced, we've got Sakura Genesis to preview during today's show. That card looks incredible. You know, they're in a tag match against each other, and I'm sure down the line we're going to see David Finlay challenging Tama Tonga for that NEVER title now. Especially because, you know, he made the final, but he didn't get the win. But he's got a title. Right. He's certainly got the he can ask for a title challenge.
Yeah, you beat the champion, so you're essentially, you know, you line yourself up as the number one contender. It's almost like the what do they call them over when AEW does them, or the proving ground matches? That's what
title eliminators they call them in AEW, don't they?
Yeah, Ring of Honor proving ground.
That's much matches. Better. Yeah,
yeah, I like Ring of Honor much more. And then man, we get Sonata looks. First of all, he looks fucking 10 years younger.
Oh man, he looks incredible. He's smiling, Matt. He's smiling. It's wonderful to see.
I think so. He beats Mark Davis to get to the finals.
Can we? That match was like 12 minutes, and I don't think anyone would have imagined Mark Davis and Sonata having such incredible chemistry. They won the matches of the tournament. That's why so many people say Mark Davis their MVP. He match against Ospreay, blind in match against Evil, one of the best House of Torture matches, and then he puts on a fucking incredible sprint against Sonata.
Yeah, and I think the fun part for us as fans is the sprint, right?
Oh, 100%. As well, the Evil match, I don't think anyone expected Mark to win that. He was a replacement for Will Ospreay, so you got to think, oh, he shouldn't have been here in the first place. He's going to lose. It made the win so much more better.
Thank God. Thank God it wasn't Evil. Seriously.
You could have been rampaging through the streets still. That threat is still looming over Tokyo.
First flight out of fucking New Jersey, I would have been in Tokyo kicking buildings over.
Well, Scott George said he's glad to see you didn't burn Japan to the ground, commenting on our last episode. And he said also, oh, that's a point. Yeah, good luck in your matches with Tanahashi's hair and his hair and the House of Torture. We've got those your upcoming matches in Philadelphia and DC.
Yeah, yeah. And they keep announcing them. So we're going to. Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait. I can't wait, Kieran. And then we got our finals of the tournament. Sonata, David Finley. And I thought, no surprise, because I think I say it every time there's a big match. Kevin Kelly and Chris Charlton do such a great job of telling the story. And it just makes sense. The Sonata history with Tai Chi, David Finley, everyone that he's ever been friends with has turned their back on him for Bullet Club or left Japan. Juice Robinson, Jay White. It's such a great story. And, you know, the little stuff that we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago is how the way Gato is not, he is coaching Finley differently than he did Jay White. And it's something that is apparent enough where Kevin Kelly at least has to make reference to it during every match, because it is a different dynamic. And I don't fully think that we have resolution to this quote unquote new Bullet Club, the Rebel Club, because, you know, there's a little dissension with ELP still looming, and we don't entirely know where this goes.
Yeah, 100% ELP, you know, the kind of deal was made, if you win the cup, ELP will be content, but Finley didn't win the cup, so there's still that dissension, like you said. And I think the interesting thing going into this New Japan Cup was there was no obvious winner. There was no big star that you would say is going to win the cup. So they really used this New Japan Cup to make people. And they really did, because before this, no one would have seen Aussie Open as single competitors. They were a package deal. And now everyone's eyes are open to the fact that they're both incredible singles match wrestlers too. Absolutely blinding. That's two new singles wrestlers you've got in the tank if you ever want it. You've got, obviously, the big one, Sonata, new fresh paint a coat, new group, looks at home, looks great in the ring, the new modified DDT, joining Just Five Guys. David Finley gets instantly over. He becomes a serious threat. He's winning. He's beating top guys. He's making the finals of the New Japan Cup and falling at last hurdle. Like, they've really used this tournament as a chance to get some new start. Like, Shota Umino, of course, yeah, beating Zack Sabre Jr., biggest win since he's come back, and perhaps his best match, at least on par with Ospreay, a historic crossover. They've really used this cup to just say, like, you know, here's a fresh crop of guys that we think can be vying at the top, aside from your usual, you know, your Naitos and your Shingos.
Yeah, look, Hanare with the big win over Shingo. You know, so that's a program we're going to see going forward. What's the future of LIJ without Sonata? So they really set a bunch of stuff up as we move forward here. And I thought they, now for the finals, the New Japan Cup finals, I only watched Leo, Hiromu, and the finals, Finley and Sonata. I didn't watch the whole show. Did you watch?
I did watch the whole show. I had it on in the background at the very least. I'm just bringing up the card now to refresh my memory.
Tanahashi.
Yeah, I only had it on in the background. I don't think there was anything of note happened during. Oh, the House of Torture match, man. They like attacked before the bell, and then they spray painted HOT on Ren Narita's bare chest. And they unmasked Despy. They went full heel dickhead House of Torture. Yeah, and I think, well, Mark Davis got the pin over Yoshihashi as well, so that obviously sets up the title defense that we're getting at Sakura Genesis. But yeah, it was really a big moment, was the junior title match, which was incredible.
Yep.
Leo Rush, please don't go anywhere. Stay in New Japan. Hiromu wants you to stay in New Japan. We want you to stay in New Japan. Best of Super Juniors has been announced. Hopefully he's in that, and we get, you know, a bunch of link singles matches, Leo Rush in New Japan, because they are going to be killer.
No, absolutely. And they did reveal the dates for the Best of Super Juniors 30, because that was not announced last time we recorded. So that's going to run you from Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 28th.
It's something like 12 nights in 16 days or something crazy. It's super packed schedule. It's going to be tight. And, you know, we don't know how many people they're going to be getting in. I've heard, you know, it's that I think Super J-Cast have said it, and I've heard it from other people as well, that New Japan are kind of saving the pennies and not necessarily going to fly as many people in, kind of use their talent they've got. So I don't know what that means for Best of Super Juniors. Perhaps there won't be so many exports. But, you know, if they think someone's worth the money, I'm sure they'll bring them in. But during the New Japan Cup finals, so we've talked about Sonata being right at home with just five guys. David Finley's slowly but surely getting there in Bullet Club. Matt is giving me the hold on.
I got a question. Just raise my hand. Just five guys. Can we get... Now it sounds like a burger. It's a burger place here in the States. You know that five
guys. Oh, yeah. We've got five guys in the UK. Okay. But they don't have it in Japan, I don't think. So there's...
Well, it's just a terrible name now.
There's a very real chance that they don't know that. And it's fine. I'm fine with it. If they can't say just four guys and... Yeah.
But then every time we add a member, now it's just six guys, just seven guys, just maybe back to six guys.
Yeah, that's what I've. That would be. They should change it. It shouldn't be. If they drop one, it shouldn't be just four guys. It should be back to just four guys. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're not going to add many members too often. I'm sure factions don't tend to change around too much. He says with three faction changes in the space of a month in New Japan. Because, yeah, the next one, Robbie Eagle is joining TMDK.
Oh, challenging Hiromu. Wasn't even on my radar.
They teased him joining United Empire. There was a show in Australia, I think, TJP versus Robbie Eagles, and TJP gave Robbie Eagles a United Empire armband, and Robbie didn't put it on, and he was in, you know, thinking about it. You know, the big tease was there, and they've totally misdirected us, and Robbie Eagles joining his Australian fellows, Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols in TMDK.
Is he going for most factions?
Right. Like, starts Bullet Club, which he didn't fit in. Then he goes Chaos.
Yep.
And now he's in TMDK. That's three in probably 5 years, maybe.
That's a lot. Like, I don't feel, look, no disrespect to Robbie Eagles. I enjoy his work, but is he that coveted? People want him to join the United Empire, too. He's in three stables in the last couple of years. Is he the guy?
He was double Robbie two belts at one point, junior heavyweight and junior tag team champion. It shocked me to see that, but fucking more power to him. New Japan like him, the crowds love him, and we're getting Hiromu versus Robbie Eagles at Sakura Genesis. I don't know if he's on any of the preview shows or if he's coming back just to Sakura Genesis on the Road 2 shows. But I think he'll fit in like a glove with TMDK. They're a, like a bunch of lovable miscreants. Not so much a Suzuki goon, but you know, they'll call you a dickhead, but somehow you're still smiling.
Robbie Eagles will be on the road too. He's in a six man with Fujita and Zack Sabre against Shota, Taguchi, and Mr. Bolton Oleg.
Yes, he's making his official debut because they're not treating his little Tokyo Dome thing. It was an exhibition or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who do you like better, Bolton or Oscar?
Oh, Bolton's next level, man. Bolton,
the next Jesus. Level.
Like, look at his graphic that you've probably got open in front of you. Do you see him? Is he wearing black trunks? Is he wearing black boots?
I don't have a Bolton Oleg picture up.
No, did they not have it on the match card?
I was not looking at 1972.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like they're treating him differently. He could be a big deal very quickly.
He's a big boy.
Like, yeah, literally. Who gets to make their somewhat debut at Wrestle Kingdom? Who gets to make their somewhat debut in Tokyo Dome and not wearing Young Lion gear? It's gonna be interesting to see what they do with him because he's gotten treated a little bit special from the get-go here.
It'll be interesting. Fujita, Eagles, and Zach. Zach's gonna stretch him out, huh?
Yeah. It's a great trio. I'm glad to see Robbie in now. Glad to see Robbie back. He's been a big part of New Japan's junior division for many years now.
That was exciting. I was not expecting Zack Sabre to show up ringside and then grab the microphone.
Was you hoping that Zach was gonna challenge Hiromu for the junior title?
You know what? No, but I wouldn't be against it. I just don't think Zach's a junior, and I think Kevin was very vocal about that on commentary. I was just – Robbie Eagles was the furthest person from my mind, but I love it. It makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's the best type of things, isn't it? But there was another teaser vignette shown during the New Japan Cup finals, and nobody's got a fucking clue who this is alluding to. Usually these teasers come out and everyone's got a rough idea and we're usually not far from the mark, but nobody's got any idea who this is alluding to. Who's your guess, Matt?
I have no clue.
Right?
Look, I'm an asshole. I would say fucking Jay White. I'm not letting, until he shows up somewhere else, Kieran, the dream
does. Hey, it's WrestleMania this weekend. Maybe, you know, the Roman Empire can't be stopped and it needs someone to come and cut him down, switch his blades. Or
can I be 100% transparent with you?
Would you hate that so much?
I hate WrestleMania week.
Oh, what?
I know it's like the greatest wits. I hate it.
Why? Why'd you hate it?
Because first of all, I don't really watch a lot of WWE, and like,
no, same. I don't watch any.
The whole WrestleMania, like over here, and it's fucking chaos here, dude.
Oh yeah, but all the independent shows are cool. Oh, and
there's
stuff.
So like, many though.
Oh yeah, I know. But like, I would go to a WrestleMania weekend to not go WrestleMania. I would go so I could go to Supercard of Honor and I could go Bloodsport, which we shouldn't need to mention. Alex Coughlin versus Jon Moxley at Bloodsport, Matt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a thing. It's just it's so much.
Oh yeah, I know. But you cherry pick what you want. You can practically meet any wrestler in the world. You know, you can go Supercard of Honor, and then you can go to Multiverse United, which looks incredible, and TJPW doing an entire show. Like, I'd be in my element, man, and not for anything WWE related. I'd probably go because I'm there, and it'd be a fun vibe. But yeah, I'd be gladly go and not go WrestleMania.
Yeah, so I'm not going to WrestleMania. It's on the West Coast. It's fucking so much. It's really so much.
Yeah, you can just go to the show you want. If Multiverse United was in New York, I'm sure you'd go.
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, if New Japan were running just a New Japan show during WrestleMania weekend.
I would go. So the thing with like the Impact Multiverse thing, like it's great, right? But it means zero at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, it's just a fun show. It's not going to have any long-term ramifications, more than likely.
Right, and those shows are great and they're fun. It's just like, I don't know, man. That's the whole WrestleMania weekend. Is that like Kota Ibushi coming back and he's going to wrestle Joey Janela at Joey Janela Spring Break? And I'm sure it's going to be like super interesting and fun and weird. But like,
Janela books himself against the best fucking people in the world that should be facing other people.
Like a cup of tea, bro. Like, I'm not into that.
Oh man, yeah, I get the vibe. I understand.
Then you want and Twitter's fucking full of it, and every you gotta. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna. You know what? Baseball season starts this week. I'm good.
You're sorted. Right. But I mean, yeah, that's the New Japan Cup tour. I think pretty much wrapped.
Well, Sonata wins.
We should say that. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Sonata wins, and he calls out Okada.
Of course. And then he sends Okada away.
Kick rocks, bro. Get the fuck out of my ring.
Sonata with this new little attitude. He said the same to LIJ and Naito. Like, you know, that I won. This is my moment. Please remove yourself from the vicinity. I mean, yeah, should we? Like, there's no chance Sonata wins. And it breaks my heart a little bit. Because he's got like an 8-1 record or something ridiculous against Okada. I just then, and I can't see any way that Sonata becomes top dog and dethrones Okada. I'm getting it up now. Yeah, Sonata has an 8-1 win loss record against Okada, man. That is,
I mean, Okada has an 8-1 win loss record.
Yeah, Okada's won 8 times, and
Sonata just has that G1 win against
that him. Incredible G1 match. Yep,
which was awesome.
Oh yeah, like 2 seconds left on the fucking clock. Everyone's so high on Just Five Guys, and it's great. It's wonderful seeing Sonata come out of his shell. But I have zero hope that he pulls off the big win in Sumo Hall against Okada.
What is... Okay, so... What is next for Okada, right? Like, he beats Sonata at Genesis. I'm sure he's in some way, shape, or form part of Forbidden Door 2.
Absolutely.
July.
He just holds the title, I think. I don't think there's a realistic... I mean, look, it's New Japan. They could... whoever this teaser vignette is might be a big old heavyweight that's got world star power that comes in, challenges Okada and defeats him. You know, we don't know who it is. It could be anyone.
Kiyomiya?
I doubt it. But you know, there's no rumors or buzz about who it might be. So you know, that's more than possible. But I think personally that Okada just holds on to the title until potentially Wrestle Kingdom, maybe further than that. I think he gets a solid year. And I would say, you know, I think Ospreay is the early favorite to win the G1 amongst fans. And we got Ospreay, Okada in the Tokyo Dome in front of an actual crowd this time that can make noise. And Ospreay's got the history of Okada in that he just cannot defeat him. So, and Ospreay was the world champion. Of course, he got injured and it had to get cut instantly short. But even then, I don't know. You know, Ospreay's got this story with Omega. So, you know, does that get dropped for a while? And then he focuses back on Okada. It's a difficult one.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that you bring that up, like the story of Ospreay going to Wrestle Kingdom, beating Okada and becoming the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, only to have Kenny Omega once again be like, this is not your company.
That's a great possibility. Deal
to run it back again, and maybe this time Ospreay gets the win.
That's a great point, because obviously we're all of the agreement that Ospreay should beat Omega at some point. And we all obviously think that should be for the US title. But who says it has to be for the US title? It could be a great... I'd love that. It could be for the World Heavyweight title and Ospreay gets his win back and he gets to keep the top title. That's a great story. I'd love to see that play out.
So here's my short list for that vignette. Right, just off the top, just talking to you right now. It's very short. It's very short. Kota Ibushi. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know if it's even possible.
Cross that one off.
Bryan Danielson.
Lots of the Japanese fans think it's Bryan Danielson. And you know what? He's disappeared from AEW. And he said he needs to go back home, didn't he? What does home allude to?
It's not fucking Bella Twins and his stupid kids.
You know, maybe, yeah, did he literally mean home? Does he mean his wrestling home or the home of wrestling? Or, you know... You can play that off however you want. But I just don't imagine AEW giving Bryan Danielson up for a long period of time.
I mean, you don't have to get, you give him up for 6 months, let him go.
That's a long period of time.
The thing is, they're so stacked and like there's
I agree. They'll be fine without him, but I don't think they would. He's too big a name. Maybe for one appearance, he appears at a show, hey, it's me, and then challenges, and then he's back for the next show to challenge. Because what would be the next? I mean, Forbidden Door, Danielson, Okada.
Double or nothing. It's at the end of May.
Yeah. And then you got Forbidden Door, and then in June you got Dominion, which should be in June as well.
Right.
Which is New Japan's like one of their biggest shows of the year. So, I mean, yeah, that you got my hopes up for Danielson now.
Because no, AEW is so much on top, man, and they're running the angle with MJF and the Four Pillars. So that's your match at fucking Double or Nothing, which I hate. I fucking hate four-way fucking matches.
I agree.
Adam Cole's coming back to the ring this week, so he's going to factor into something. You got the whole Moxley Black Combat Pool Club against the Elite, against the House of Black, against the Dark Order, the Adam Page stuff. Like, they're full. The top of their card is full with Jericho and the JAS, whatever. So, like, there's no spot for Danielson right now. Let him fucking go to fucking New Japan.
I wish and hope you're right, Matt. Like, let's get Matt Danielson. Just let him fucking have single match after single match in Japan. Get him away from the tag matches. Just have him in special single matches every night of the week.
That's it. And then Jay White's the other guy on my list.
This is a bad list.
Well, where's your list, fuckface?
My one guess that's proper me grasping at straws is Drew Parker, because during the New Japan Cup, he tweeted I think it was like a sand glass emoji, and put the hashtag New Japan Cup. And he's said he's no longer doing death matches. He's had his last death match. And he is Welsh, and there is a animal/monster style thing in the video that you could maybe say is a dragon if you want to kind of, you know, make my narrative fit. Maybe it's a dragon in the video package, and you know, Drew Parker is from Wales and the Welsh have a dragon on their flag, and this is me putting pieces together that don't exist, but you know, it's a shot in the dark.
You know what, your shot in the dark's probably a lot better than my shot in the dark.
I mean, the whole everything else doesn't fit with it though. Like, I think it's like, doesn't it say like they're coming to Japan or something? Like, it's coming to Japan and there's army all scared and all these different things. And yeah, it's more fun though, right? Not knowing, like,
Of course.
it's bought, like, you know, when this teaser plays and then someone walks out, we'll all lose our shit. That's the most fun stuff.
Yeah, as long as it's not like, I don't know. I don't know. Like when Tony Khan was like, we're gonna have like a we signed like the Hall of Fame caliber person, and
You
it was
didn't
like
like Christian?
I didn't not like Christian, but I think when you open up that box where you're touting that you're going to have this
Yes, you have.
generational once in a lifetime Hall of Fame talent.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yes, and
There's
Christian.
only so many names that can fit that caliber.
And to be fair to Christian, he checks all those boxes, but he's, you know,
He's just not
we.
he's not an exciting name.
Right, because
He's
we're in like the middle of like Kenny Omega just went to Impact, so there's a working relationship there, and what if Okada shows up, and what if it's Ibushi, and what if it's Kenny Okada, like it was just crazy, and it was Christian.
No, I get the vibe. Yeah, like he isn't. He's great. Everyone loves him, but he's not lose your mind, best in the world style deal. He's just not got that star power, I suppose.
So Sonata wins the cup. So he gets his shot at Sakura Genesis against Okada. Post-match, backstage, Jeff Cobb calls out Kenny Omega. He's going to be in the States Wednesday.
Kenneth
Big move.
Omega, Jeffrey Cobb is coming to AEW Dynamite this Wednesday to face Kenny Omega. We're finally getting a US Heavyweight Championship defense. Almost 3 months after Kenny won the title.
Well, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you if Kenny Omega, if Jeff Cobb wins the U.S. title,
Zero chance, I think.
but Kenny's not the, you know, do you? I don't see Kenny coming back for Genesis. Do you?
Not for Genesis. No, the Genesis card is confirmed now. There shouldn't be
Yes,
anything added to that.
I'm with you.
But I think Dominion, he's got the history there. That's where he beat Okada for the title. And Dominion's historically in o Osaka too, as well. Of course, like the best wrestling crowds in Japan, you could say. I would hope he comes back for Dominion at the very least. He could defend the title at Forbidden Door. That's an easy checkbox, you know. So I think he holds on to it at least to Dominion. I hope we get another defense or two on AEW because the title is sitting in limbo right now. And Will Ospreay worked so fucking hard to raise the prestige of that fucking title, like to the point where it could have, it perhaps should have main evented Wrestle Kingdom in the Tokyo Dome, and now it's just sitting on a shelf collecting dust. It's bollocks.
Yeah, it's kind of for me, it's like that Matt, that Osprey, the Osprey Omega build up in the match was phenomenal. The next night, getting to see him tag with Okada was special.
And then, yeah, instantly starting the rivalry with Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb wanting the title. It seemed like we was off to the races. And
And then
then
nothing for 3 months. It's like my
3 months.
Christmas lights.
Kenny Omega and your Christmas. You have a lot more in Kenny. You have a lot in common with Kenny Omega.
I do I? It's my me. It's my me and him are buddies. I hooked you up with him. Just
Exactly. Exactly.
yeah. So it's like, is it? Was it worth it? Was it worth the squeeze? You know, because now the US title's kind of just like.
I think the argument you'd make is that by this point, I suppose, like I'm not a fan of it, the US title shouldn't have disappeared. But if you want to be on the side of Kenny Omega here, yeah, you would say the only it's probably only going to have one defense in this time period, and that would have been at the New Beginning. Because then we go into New Japan Cup, of course, there's no title defenses during that.
Right.
And then we'd go into Sakura Genesis. Well, he's defending it not long before Sakura Genesis anyway. So I would say we've missed one defense for sure. And maybe he's going to make up for that. Maybe we get some more on Dynamite. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, aside from defending it though, it's just a matter of it being invisible. I don't understand why he can't wear it every week on Dynamite. I don't watch AEW, but from speaking to people, I know sometimes he would wear it and sometimes he wouldn't. Why can't he wear it every week? He's a
Right.
champion.
Yeah.
You should be flaunting that shirt.
It's the same thing when he was the Impact World Champion, and sometimes he would bring it out, and sometimes he wouldn't. And sometimes they would mention it on commentary, and sometimes they wouldn't.
There's no good kayfabe reason. I don't think there's politicking reasons, sure, whatever, backstage bullshit booking, but Kenny Omega, the champion, proud of his work, proud of what he's doing. Why would he not want to show off that he's got this big, glorious belt? He, of course, he wants to.
You would hope, you would think, right?
Yeah. But the match itself, come on, this Jeff Cobb. I wish this wasn't happening on Dynamite. I don't want TV breaks and all that bollocks. But man, this is going to be something special.
Yeah, no, it's Kenny. Kenny's hot, man. He came out hot. He had the trios three-way a couple weeks ago. The match was fucking Vikingo.
Vikingo, amazing. Yep, went out my way to watch that.
Now, I see here the Sakura Genesis does have a mystery six-man tag team match. Would you...
I don't know how excited we should be getting about it.
No?
No.
What if it's like Kenny Omega and the Bucks against like Alton Bolton and...
This is what I mean about not getting too. This is what I mean about not getting too excited here. So it's because
I want to get you excited.
If you see, it says Shinichi Champion Grand Prix Celebration Match. So basically, New Japan do this show called Shinichi Champion, basically, or something. And every year there's these awards where you can vote for the most popular TV show or something. And this New Japan show won. So to celebrate that, the host of the show is getting to book her own match, and she will pick the six participants in this match. The host of the show is a woman, yes. As Matt feigns discussed.
What, are we going to have a fucking six-way pirate match? Get out of here.
It won't be anything like that. No. It'll be New Japan talent, but we won't know until then. There might be a surprise or two. Maybe we'll get a legend. You know, Fujinami loves to rock up all the time. But yeah, I wouldn't read too much into... Don't expect the world, I would say.
I do expect the world.
I mean,
I want the world.
I want to backtrack a bit before we get on to Sakura Genesis, because there's shows in between.
Up in my pocket.
So with your disgust for Multiverse United, do you want to preview it? Do you want to talk about?
Hold on. Listen, you sound like my wife right now. Putting fucking words in my mouth. I didn't say disgust. I'm just like, I'll watch it. I'll find a way to watch it, but I'm not like. You know, when it's over and done with, it's a fucking wrap.
Well, opening right? The show...
They're not going to tell me some story where fucking... They should tell me a story where Mike Bailey takes his super-duper uncomfortable white teeth and he bites off Tanahashi's terrible hair.
Man. Maybe slide into Speedball's DM. Send him a tweet. Maybe he'll make your dreams come true, Matt.
This whole card's a mess, too. They got so many injuries.
Oh, dude, it's so cursed. This is a very cursed card. But let's go through and talk about the matches we can. It kicks off, I think, with Yuya Uemura returning to a New Japan ring, kind of, because he's in Impact, but it's a joint show. Taking on Gabriel Kidd, who's making his way back to the States, flying tomorrow morning. Here's a little scoop for you. What?
You hit me with the scoop.
There's other scoops that cannot make air.
Dickhead Kieran. What?
What was that? You broke
nothing,
up.
Nothing.
I couldn't say it louder, clearer. I couldn't hear.
I said Dickhead Kieran. I'm taking down Christmas lights. You're fucking yucking it up with the big boys.
Me and Gabe both agree that Yuya is the fucking future ace. Like Shota's great, but Yuya should be the future fucking ace of this promotion. And then we get the match Matt just spoke about, Tanahashi versus Speedball Mike Bailey. Tanahashi stepping in as a last minute replacement for the injured Will Ospreay. And maybe Matt gets his wish, and maybe Speedball tears out Tanahashi's hair.
Speedball does have his teeth are incredibly white. The animal Bob Anger, former guest of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, he says it's a mouthpiece. There's no shot, bro. His teeth are like disturbingly white.
I think he does wear a mouthpiece.
Of teeth?
No, he does wear a mouthpiece. I'm positive.
Like he just puts it, not like a full mouthpiece. Like
I think it's like that. I think it's just the top teeth.
That would make sense why they're so white. His teeth are so white.
I think. And then Impact Knockouts Championship 4-way match. Deonna Purrazzo, Giselle Shaw, and champion Mickey James. And the fourth one from TJPW, Miyu Mashita.
No, Mickey James. Mickey James is hurt too,
bro.
Oh,
shit. fucking hell.
<She's> fucking out.
I don't think they've said what's happening with that one, but the exciting part for me there is that we're getting a TJPW wrestler, Miyu Mashita, competing in a New Japan ring.
Bless you.
fuck's sake.
What? I don't know what a Miyu Yamashita is.
Miyu Yamashita is one of the best doing it right now. Certainly,
I see this about every one of these little weird girls. Let me check.
Certainly in the women's division, Miyu Yamashita is a stone cold killer. So it's great to see.
Stone cold killer.
Come here,
she look like a stone cold killer.
Yes, she does.
I'll be the judge of that.
She walks the walk and talks the talk.
Kind of looks like a badass, I'll give you that one.
Yep. And her finisher is the skull kick, and she just rattles someone's head off with an incredibly amazing, awesome kick. Then 8-man tag match, just a fun 8-man tag. PCO, Sami Callihan, Alex Coghlan, and Fred Rosser taking on Joe Hendry, Eddie Edwards, Tom Lawler, Joe Kratos. No injuries there so far. And then we get into the goodies, the titles. Impact World Tag Team Championships. Champions Bullet Club, Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Defending against Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabian. TMDK, Badu Tito and Shane Haste. And Aussie Open, Carl Fletcher and Mark Davis. Can we take a little aside here to talk about the 10 days or so the Aussie Open will be having? At Multiverse United, they're challenging for the Impact World titles.
Uh-huh.
At Supercard of Honor, they're in the ladder match for the Ring of Honor World titles, tag titles. And then at Sakura Genesis, they're challenging Bishamon for the IWGP tag titles. They're challenging for arguably the three, well, outside of AEW, three of the top tag titles in the world in the space of 10 days. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone's ever done that before.
If you're going to pick a team to do it, I mean, if it's not FTR, it might as well be Aussie Open.
They are everywhere, man. They just, oh, shit. Oh, shit. It has been officially announced, Matt. I just got a message. Do you see that, Matt? Look at that match graphic. Look at it. Do you see it?
Yep.
Look, I'm trying to... This is really difficult.
No, I see it. You want me to make you big?
I'm just trying to get Shibata's face as big as I fucking can. It's official. Oh, man. Jesus fucking Christ. That starts at midnight. I can't watch that. I'm very excited for that. Anytime we get Shibata in the ring, let me get out.
Are you really?
What? Oh, no. Yeah, Willie, I'm not that big on. But
no, that's the thing. When they put him in there with Orange Cassidy, I was like, fuck me, running. And now I can't stand Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah.
Dude, if fucking Wheeler Yuta beats Shibata, I'm
I was just gonna say that. Shibata as the pure champion works. That's a perfect thing. You're worried he might get injured, he might go into business for himself like he did at Wrestle Kingdom. You don't want him to hurt himself, get injured again. He's not, but he wants to wrestle as the pure champion. That's perfect, right? It's all about the grappling. It's all about the technique, the mat work. And that's very much Shibata. As much as he can kick your head off, he can rip your arm off just as easily.
I also just don't get Wheeler Yuta, man.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't watch AEW. You know this. But I watched Kenny versus Vikingo. And I saw the post-match stuff. Blackpool Combat Club come running in. And you got Cesaro and Moxley there, putting the boots to Kenny, and then Willie Uta's just there, I'll join in too. He's not menacing.
No, and Ring of Honor is my favorite TV show. Even this new version, because it feels like it doesn't feel like it's AEW, like I thought it was going to be. Right, yeah. So it's good. I just, when I think of pure wrestling champions, Wheeler Uta is the last fucking person I think of.
Yeah, I mean, you are very. People give me my props in the comments about New Japan and my knowledge and history, but Matt is just as knowledgeable about Ring of Honor. If I had a Ring of Honor question, I would be sliding into Matt's DMs. I don't know enough about the pure title, but I would 100% take your word in that he doesn't fit the mold.
I don't know if he doesn't fit the mold. Just he doesn't work. Nothing about Wheeler Yuta.
I don't think he belongs in the Blackpool Combat Club. From the little I've seen, I watched him in Best of Super Juniors and he was a disappointment.
Yes, I agree 100%.
He's just not, he's not a killer in Blackpool Combat Club. Like Moxie will bite your head off. Cesaro's just inhuman. And what's Will Uta got going for him?
I don't know. I get that people are they really like him. I've never like when he was feuding with Daniel Garcia over the Pure title, I'm like, this makes sense because Daniel Garcia is a wrestling machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you're going the last Pure champion with Jonathan Gresham, which isn't fair to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You have to follow him. But like, these are the footsteps you're following. And I just don't feel like Wheeler Yuta fits it at all.
Well, fingers crossed when, you know, I'm sure you'll be watching Supercard of Honor live.
Delay. I'll be watching it on delay.
Fingers crossed. We both get our dreams come true. You don't have Wheeler Yuta as the champion, and I get a Shibata champion.
I think it's great. It's great to see Shibata, but I think a lot of the fans miss how important he is and what he means to.
It's so difficult because from multiple people I've spoken to, I may have mentioned this before on Bread Club. Sorry if I already have, but you know, New Japan don't necessarily want him to wrestle, which is why he's wrestling everywhere else. Because you think of what happened to Shibata, he should have died for all intents and purposes, let alone still being alive, let alone training Yellow Dojo, let alone wrestling this week in a ring. So if he was to get injured again in a New Japan ring, how bad would that fucking make New Japan look? Yeah. That this guy almost killed himself in their ring. I'm sure they supported him and helped him through all his recovery and paid all those bills and all those things. And then they're like, okay, get back in our ring, and he does it, and something bad happens to him again. That's the fault of New Japan, and you know that they can't have that happen. I understand it totally. I hate that it is the situation it is, but at the end of the day, if the fact that I get to see Shibata wrestle in the year 2023 is a blessing that I'm never going to take for granted.
No, absolutely, it'll be, and I think they've done a decent job with Wheeler beating up a lot of the dojo kids.
Stories being made. Yeah,
I like stories there. So I hope we get a good match out of that Friday night.
To wrap up Multiverse, X Division Championship, six-way scramble match, champion Trey Miguel defending against Rich Swann, Frankie Kazarian, Rocky Romero, our boy Clark Connors, and Mr. Kevin Knight. That should be a ton of fun. Six incredible dudes fucking flipping around the place. Jeff Cobb clashing horns with Moose. And then it was meant to be Josh Alexander versus Kushida. We don't know what's happening in that now. Unfortunately, Josh Alexander's injured. It sucks that his incredible title reign has ended the way it has, because he's the longest reigning Impact World Champion in history. And he's defended that belt against many opponent in many a promotion. But yeah, who knows what's happening with that match now.
Did you mention Kenta Minoru?
No. New Japan don't have it on their website. Oh. On the thing. On the schedule page. They might have it on the detailed thing they do. But yeah, on the match lineup, they don't have it. No, you're right, though. We are getting Kenta defending the strong openweight title against Suzuki in his first defense.
Interesting.
But yeah, then the road to Sakura Genesis has a couple of matches before we get to the big show. Shingo Takagi defending the KOPW 2023 Provisional Championship against Aaron Hanare in a free triads match?
The ultimate triad match.
And it's, you have to get
no countouts, no DQs, and a winner will be determined by pinfall, submission, or a 10-count knockout.
I didn't think that's what it was. I thought it was going to be that you had to do all three, that you had to win by submission, then you had to win by pinfall, then you had to win by knockout.
I mean, I've read it. It will have no countouts or no DQs, and a winner will be determined by pinfall, submission, or a 10-count knockout.
Is it not, and a 10-count knockout in any order you see fit? So you have to get all three.
Okay.
So you have to, in any, you can do it in any order you want, but to win the match, you have to get a pinfall, you have to get a submission, and you have to get a 10-count knockout. So you have to do all three. It's a cool gimmick. It's one of the better KOPW things, I think.
Yep. I'm with you there.
I think I'd like to see Hanare win. It gives, I don't think a guy like Shingo should be holding his title. Let's get it for the mid-card guys. Let's give them something to play around with, right?
Yeah, and then you can, and Hanare is so well-versed in doing like MMA and other things. Like, you could definitely like bring in Tom Lawler to challenge him, and you could do like so many other, you could have him wrestle fucking Big Tom and Hiroki Goto, and he could rack up a couple W's and, you know, maybe bring a little value to this championship.
Yeah, there'll be no shortage, because we said on the last show as well, his match versus Shingo in the New Japan Cup was cracking. They beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
And then that's on the 2nd of April, I think. And then on the 3rd of April, Another match of importance. We've got the Never Six Man Tie was on the line. Strong Style, Ren Narita, El Desperado, Minoru Suzuki defending against House of Torture, Sho, Yujiro Takahashi, and Evil, who they just won the titles off. Let's remember. Matt with two big thumbs up for House of Torture, hoping they win.
You lying son of a bitch.
You don't want House of Torture to get their titles back?
No.
They've done so much for them.
I have a headache. Give me a headache.
Yeah, no. Hopefully Strong Style win, and then that's the end of... Well, I mean, if you look at the cards after this...
Why is fucking Dickhead and other Dickhead teaming as a tag team against Sonata and Tai Chi?
Why is Okada Dickhead?
Because he's got a nasty attitude now. Okay. Oh, that's what, you know what? That brings me back to that conversation. If Okada has the nasty attitude against Sonata, let's do it then. Let him run for the year. Finishing my thoughts from 20 minutes ago. He comes in and he's like, you know, fucking Sonata, the Rainmaker. Like, I don't know. I've seen it before. I like, let me see a little piss and vinegar here. I like angry Okada.
Hey, Okada he's changed. People are a big fan of him. He's found this new little shtick. I agree. Yeah, let's get cocky Okada, and maybe Sonata overcomes that cockiness. He gets a bit too cocky, like does what he does against Kiyomiya, but you know, Sonata is that one step ahead. Because Sonata's new DDT would be the perfect counter to the Rainmaker.
Love it.
Okada goes in for the Rainmaker, Sonata catches it and turns it into the DDT. That would be an instant and emphatic fucking finish at Sakura Genesis.
Love it. And anyone who's associated with Tanahashi, instant dickhead. So, you know.
Okay, I understand how it works now. I will hide all my pictures with Tanahashi over the years.
You know, it's okay to get a picture with the guy. Look, if I see the guy, maybe I'll get a picture or I just point at his hair. It'd be really funny.
We've got to make that happen. Go.
He's a wrestling legend. Look,
it's on the other coast. Damn it.
I respect the legacy that he's paved in the world of professional wrestling. He's one of the greatest. I just don't like his stupid hair, and I think he sucks at air guitar.
Can you be good at air guitar?
Yeah, dude, there's like fucking air guitar championships. Tanahashi plays one fucking note. He didn't even move his other fingers. He just fucking strums the guitar. Come on, Tanahashi.
Okay. Well, I mean, you must be glad he's not playing an important part at the moment. He's just on the back bench.
Is there like a moment, like right before we record, you have to mentally prepare for the crazy nonsensical bullshit that I'm going to complain about?
I just get Hazel to like beat me up a bunch, and I'm like, it can't get any worse than this.
Really? Do you just to call somebody? Are you okay?
This is a secret cry for help. Please help.
It's not funny. Because men get abused too, but if you need help, we're here for you.
Sakura Genesis then kicking off in full effect. We talked about the six-man tag match, which Matt confirmed will have Kenny Omega and the Bucks returning to Japan for.
Brian Danielson and Kane and what is that? What is this?
what are we watching, Matt?
That's a fucking ad that came. You know what? That's my problem. Stop going to fucking the Wrestling Observer because they just have like a tab with Japan news. So that's the site I was on, but I'm off of that now. I went back to 72.
Sakura Genesis, we've got the opening mystery six-man tag. Then the second match, United Empire taking on House of Torture. Could House of Torture have the belts here? Could this be perhaps a future title defense against these three? Akira, Hanare, and Jeff Cobb?
No.
Okay.
No, because we just had the whole conversation. Hanare is probably going to be the...
But Cobb, Hanare, and Akira as a trio, so that makes sense.
That's nice, but do we want to break up the Catch-22?
Oh, no, of course not. No, definitely not. Third match on the card, Bushi, Shingo, and Naito versus Doki, Kanemaru, and Taichi. LIJ versus just five guys. Fourth match on the card, Master Wato, Hikaleo, Tama Tonga versus El Phantasmo, Kenta, and David Finlay. No doubt alluding to a David Finlay future title challenge. You could certainly see David Finlay hoisting the title, confirming that he will be challenging after this match. And now we get in to everyone's favorite time of Bread Club. Matt's opinions on Joshi wrestling.
I don't know who's a Hazuki.
Here we go.
Suzuki. What is a Suzuki? Well, let's look up what Suzuki.
Well, first off, the New Japan website says IWGP Woman Championship, not IWGP Women's Championship. But IWGP Women's Championship match, three-way triple threat, Mercedes Moné returning to Japan to make her first to compete for the first time in Japan, at least as Mercedes. I don't know if she ever did as Sasha. But yeah, Mercedes Moné defending her title against Azumi, the high-speed champion in Stardom, and Hazuki in a triple threat match. Matt is going to break down this match, give us all the information on all the competitors.
Yeah, so this is this is a great, great match here between these three ladies. Mercedes Moné goes into this battle with the disadvantage. She knows she doesn't have to be pinned to lose. And you got Azumi, right? And she's the high-speed champion. She has been calling out Mercedes Moné. And then Hazuki, former high-speed champion, goddess of Stardom champion two times, former artist of Stardom champion with Io Shirai, Momo Watanabe, and former tag team partner with Azumi. Come on. I mean, what are we, good friends, better enemies here, people? This is going to have everything that you want as a Stardom fan. You're getting Azumi, you're getting Hazuki, you're getting Moné. And the champion doesn't have to be pinned to lose, right? So if Azumi and Hazuki decide, you know, let's get rid of this broad, let's pin each other, she's out. But then we have a one-on-one match at a Stardom show for the IWGP Women's Championship.
Bravo, Matt. I am thoroughly impressed of your reading of Wikipedia.
Between Wikipedia and 1972.
That was tremendous. But yeah,
is the name really Azumi?
Azumi
still doesn't make sense. It's three letters, bro.
I'm proud of you. We're breaking down the barriers here, man. If Matt can say Azumi, then everyone can say Azumi.
I said Hazuki, right?
Yeah, Hazuki. This was like, you know, when Mercedes was getting going, she said one of the matches she wanted was Azumi. But Azumi is currently the high-speed champion, and she's been that champion for a very long time. She is incredibly talented. She's one of the quickest people you will see in the wrestling ring, regardless of gender. She's magnificent. So I think maybe Hazuki's been thrown in there because Azumi can't take the loss as a champion. Perhaps, but Hazuki also had one of the best matches of the Stardom year so far against Saya Kamitani for the Wonder of Stardom Championship earlier this year. So that's not like she's not deserving of being in this spot. She is an incredible wrestler as well. But also, what has been confirmed already is that Stardom next month in April have their biggest show of their history. I think it's at Yokohama Budokan. I want to say, or is it Yokohama Arena? I think it's Yokohama Arena, which is where New Japan and Noah had the two shows, one after another, for Wrestle Kingdom and then Muta's retirement. And Mayu Iwatani has said she will challenge whoever is the IWGP Women's Champion at that show. So there is a 99% chance we are getting Mayu versus Mercedes at Stardom in Yokohama, and that is the dream fucking match that every Mercedes fan and every Joshi fan has wanted to come out of this new partnership with Mercedes.
Interesting.
So,
is that what you want?
Oh man, that is the arguably the greatest Joshi wrestler ever.
This girl wrestle.
Yeah, you saw her in New York. Unfortunately, she didn't have a great opponent, but
she had a tail though.
You saw her at Historic Crossover versus Kairi, and that was an incredible match.
That was a good match. Hey, what's up? How come, let me ask you this question, big guy. How come this Mercedes Moné, why is she dodging my girl Julia?
I mean, that would be champion versus champion. I think that's a difficult one that would only end in a draw, because Julia's the World of Stardom champion.
She beat this bitch's ass.
Julia would fuck everyone up. You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think the question with Mercedes is what happens after that, because I think people think that's going to be the end of Mercedes' run as the champion. And if she's not champion, does she stick around? What's the story after with Mercedes, after Mayu Iwatani and Yokohama? But yeah, there's lots to be excited for with those two matches. But back to Sakura Genesis. Zack Sabre Jr. defending the NJPW World TV Championship against Shota Umino. Defense number four for Zack conversely to Kenny Omega, he's racking them up quickly. Do we get a new champion, Matt?
No, I don't think so.
I agree. I want Zach to hold this belt forever. I very seldom write anymore, and I went out of my way to write a column for WrestleWin.com about how great and perfect Zack Sabre Jr. is as the champion. He's the perfect first choice, and for my money, probably the best wrestler in the world right now. So no, long live the reign of Zack Sabre Jr. Long may he be king of the World TV Championship.
You didn't remind me, Kieran.
What?
Shooter. He's on the list, bro.
Oh, what? That is this? Someone's comment on YouTube. What?
I sent you a message Saturday, March 18th. Shooter's going on the list, man. His dumb hair. He carries another jacket to the ring. He takes forever, and then he has to take his fucking outfit off. He's on the list, man.
Well, Rick Allen on Twitter, on YouTube, on our comments, agrees with you. He said, Tanner's hair gets all the hate, but when are we going to stop ignoring that affront to dignity and good taste on top of Shota's head? Not wild about the direction his whole presentation keeps leaning.
Why does he have two jackets?
You and Rick Allen on the same wavelength here.
But why does he have? Why do he wears this stupid?
Maybe he gets cold. Maybe he gets cold.
He didn't put it on. He wears this dumb white outfit and he carries this fucking other jacket. And then it's like a big production. He came in through the crowd during one of his New Japan Cup matches. Then he's got to take everything. Got to take all his shit off.
His entrance is very long.
Why?
By the time he comes through the crowd and he finds a little kid to give his bracelet to, and yeah, he's got
yeah,
very
you know what? Fuck that. We need Lance Archer screaming in children's faces. We don't need this guy giving out bracelets.
Okay, here's a more difficult one for you then.
He's on the list, Kieran. Shooter's on the list. I don't give a shit.
I don't think he's been announced for DC or Philly, so that's one less fight you have to worry about that weekend.
Yeah, well, if Ospreay can't be there, they're going to have to replace him with somebody.
Aussie Open challenging Bishamon for the tag titles. Do we get new champions here?
Yes. It's time.
Yeah.
I think Bishamon is a fantastic tag team, but I think Aussie Open has proven themselves time and time again. When given the opportunity, if you're going to use them singles in the New Japan Cup, they did an unbelievable job. Both of them, Fletcher and Davis, tore it up. Like, they should be rewarded as the fucking IWGP tag team champions.
I can see it happening. I think we win either way because Bishamon are fucking tremendous as tag champions. I wouldn't be upset. And obviously, if Aussie Open win, there's probably going to be more Western fans happy that Aussie Open win than Bishamon keeping the titles. It's certainly one that can go either way. Obviously, they faced off twice already in World Tag League, once in the tournament. Aussie Open got the win, and then in the finals, Bishamon got the win. So they're 1-1. It's a rubber match. It's for the titles. It's got a high place in Ryogoku Sumo Hall in Ryogoku Gokukikan. Then our second from top match, the returning Robbie Eagles, TMDK representing against Hiromu. Hiromu says he wants to break the record for most defenses. He's got two so far, so, you know, he's getting there. I think Hiromu should... We're both on the same wavelength. I think of we're a bit over Hiromu. He's a bit too shoved down our throats. But I think Hiromu keeps the title here, and I think he probably should keep the title.
See, I could go again. It's the same thing for me with Bishamon and Aussie Open, right? I wouldn't be mad if Bishamon retained.
Yeah.
Right here, I could see them using this as an opportunity to put the shine on Robbie Eagles again and maybe a little more focus on TMDK.
I think that's the thing, right? When you've given someone this fresh coat of paint, when you've given them a change, they needed something to go behind that. Otherwise, what's it for? What's the change about? And which makes me think it throws it in doubt whether Hiromu will or won't win.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And then we spoke about the main event a good bit. I don't think either of us see Sonata best in Okada.
They got a They have 100 pictures of this guy with this new no facial. Why do they got to use an old picture?
They've not taken the new picture yet. Probably.
You sent me a picture today with him looking like a million bucks with the cup. Fucking put his head on his body.
Just give me. I'm going to the Japanese website and I will see if they've updated his graphic chair for you.
You're going to where? Japanese NJPW 1972, and now we're going to what?
I'm going to Japan. I'm looking up flights so I can confirm it for you. No,
surprise me, you fucker.
On the Japanese website, he still has the same graphic as what he does on the English website.
I don't like that.
So yeah, you know, they still have machine gun graphic for Okusanada yet.
On 1972, they still have machine gun up there.
Oh, there's still loads of people on there that fucking don't work. They got Doc Gallows still. There's lots of people. I think John Moxley's on there. Like, when was the last time he wrestled in a New Japan ring? Like, but yeah, Sakura Genesis is stacked top to bottom, and we'll get surprises for sure.
Oh, they still see white on this fucking thing.
There you go. That, if that doesn't rub salt in the wounds, I don't know what does.
That hurts my soul.
But yeah, a couple more things to hit on. Forbidden Tour 2 officially announced, Matt.
Yeah, in Canada.
To Forbidden 2 door. What are your matches you really hope we get out of this? You watch AEW, you watch New Japan. What matches you realistically think what are matches you want that are realistic?
What matches do I want that are realistic? Wow. It all depends on... because they're going to do the same thing they did last year with Forbidden Door, where they kind of weave in the stories.
Yeah, I'm sure. They have to do a bit of build to it. You can't just say, here's a card. Like Multiverse United, you don't like that. So you need a bit of thing. You need something. As Matt ponders.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, like right now, the tag scene in AEW is a little rough with the gun club as their tag champions, and with... FTR is coming back, and if FTR can't beat him, then they'll leave AEW, and we don't know what FTR's contract status is. Running back FTR Aussie Open on Forbidden Door 2 would be awesome, but I don't know what their status is.
Okay, here's maybe an easier question. Well, something I hope happens is I hope we get a New Japan wrestler or wrestlers win an AEW belt this time. I think someone, a New Japan wrestler holding the... what did they change it to? All it International Championship?
International Championship.
Yeah, Orange Cassidy's, whatever they changed it to. I think
Zack Sabre Jr.
I mean, dreamland there. But I would like to see a New Japan wrestler hold that title.
Okay.
It's cool. It's international. Let's make it international. You know, when Pac held it, he defended it on the Indies and stuff, and that was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, Orange Cassidy has amassed about 100 defenses in 10 minutes on AEW. I'd like to. I don't know who you have defeated, whoever the champion is by that point. But you know, you can get a solid mid to upper carder. You know,
Yuya.
Oh mate, don't tease me. Like a Tomohiro Ishii, American fans love him. Minoru Suzuki, he's got a lot of history. He's been on AEW a good few times.
Yeah.
I'd like to just see a New Japan wrestler win a New Japan title this time around.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm probably... it's wishful thinking.
I like, you know, but it's... The problem is, like, their track records are shit. Like, FTR was the IWGP Tag Team Championships forever. Right? So you would want to do... I would hope the Cocaine Bear would want to do better. And if it wasn't a decision, like, he'd have to be someone who's accessible to both Japan and the States, or someone who's just working the strong shows.
Yeah, I mean, in that aspect, you've got a guy like Kushida who's based in LA and he wants to help with the LA Dojo and things like that. He'd be a great champion, international champion. I just like the idea. You know, you've got Kenny's taken the US title and FTR took the tag titles, and, you know, AEW, you know, Ring of Honor as well is not short of titles. So, of course, that's now split off into its own thing, but. You know, maybe United Empire versus House of Black. That would be fucking killer. Aussie Open and Osprey versus House of Black, if they still got the Trios titles. That'd be Mark Davis clashing against the big Brody King. That'd be an incredible match.
Yeah, well, I'm there for that. Sign me up.
I mean, it's early days. We haven't got a clue. I think one match that I would safely bet on is Zach versus Danielson, maybe. That was meant to happen last year, and of course Danielson got injured. But again, I think that depends. If Zack Sabre Jr. is then the TV champion, do you have that match and not have the title online? Do you have the title on the line and Zack wins? Because if Zack is still champion come Forbidden Door and Danielson beats him, I'll be a very unhappy person.
Hey, when is the G1?
G1 happens in August.
Okay.
Like basically the entirety of August. It maybe starts the end of July, but the chunk is in August.
Does it start like July 25th when Forbidden Door starts?
Just after, yeah. Good point. It will be just after. I don't think they've announced the G1 schedule yet.
Say, would they throw on a couple G1 matches?
It's an interesting thing, yeah. When was Forbidden Door last year? Was it this time last year? Was it
last
time?
I think they did it June. This year is July.
That sounds more, yeah. June sounds like you might be spot on. That's an interesting point. They will be quickly into G1 after Forbidden Door, that's for sure, if they don't do what you've just suggested.
Yeah, interesting. We'll have to see. I think as it gets... Next show we do, it'll be right after Genesis, so I think we'll have...
Right after.
We'll see where that direction is going.
Hopefully we get some Best of Super Juniors entrance announced.
Definitely. Yeah, I think they will. Yeah.
Is there anyone from AEW you hope pops over that's not named Willie Uta?
No, best of I would like to see them maybe pluck maybe a couple more. You know, I'd like maybe a Christian Blake would be good in the Best of Super Juniors.
Blake Christian, isn't it?
Whatever.
You had me doubting myself there.
I wouldn't mind seeing Alex Zane go back.
Oh yeah, they loved him. They fell in love with him instantly. You got the Impact connection, of course. Ace Austin, Chris Bay, Bullet Club representation.
I like to see Kevin Knight, maybe. Consider him a junior.
Ah, he's 100% a junior. Yeah. He was in the Super Junior Tag League, wasn't he?
Yes, he was with Kushida. Yeah.
So. I will say Dan Maloney. As much as I don't think he's a junior, Will Ospreay has put on Twitter that he's a junior, so maybe he's in there.
A great introduction to him, right? Did with Kira a couple years ago.
Exactly. I think there's lots of potential to fill up these ranks like they did last year with some cool outsiders.
And it's 30, right? So this is a big deal.
Best 30th iteration. Yeah, sorry. Maybe they go for bigger field than ever. Maybe they go the G1 route just blow the fucking doors off. But it's going to be a packed schedule. That's going to be a tough one to keep up with. we might be reviewing the entire tour in one show.
Yeah, 12. Would you say 12 and 16 days?
That's something a lot. Something crazy like that. It is a crazy schedule. But I think in terms of all the New Japan stuff, I think we've smashed it out, man.
That's it, man. I'm a couple weeks away from DC and Philly.
I'm sorry, you've had a couple of matches announced for each show now. Alex Coughlin and Gabriel Kidd will be there in singles matches at DC or Philly. I don't know which one.
I think it's Philly.
You're getting Eddie Kingston versus Gabe Kidd.
Yeah, I think that's Philly.
Alex Coughlin versus Tracy Smothers, is it?
Tracy Williams, because Tracy Smothers Williams. Is dead.
I was about to say, Smothers doesn't sound right. I'm sure that's a legend. I never came to know anything outside of New Japan.
Oh, goddamn, that was funny.
Oh, shit. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything else New Japan related we need to cover this time around. There's not been many shows. It was the New Japan Cup, and then it's more what we've got to look forward to now.
Yeah, no, we covered a lot. We covered the majority of the Cup last show, and it's peaks and valleys with New Japan because we go, up real high with a great show, and then we have a bunch of great shows and a little lull, and then we're, it's like a roller coaster.
I'll quickly run through some of the other YouTube comments because Julian, who's always commenting on our post, who we're
going to fight him over Year Love, I think.
That's I don't know how to say his name, Yusef. Yusef? Sorry for messing up your name. But Julian didn't get his wish. He said, if Sanada and Taichi become a team and Sanada joins at the time Just Four Guys, it should be Just Four Guys and one handsome guy. So unfortunately, Julian didn't get his wish and they've just gone for Just Five Guys. What other comments do we have here?
Well, why does Yusef think I want to fight him?
You tell me, the dude. You're the one. I'm not privy to what conversations you're having with him. Antonio N says he loves us guys. The appreciation he has for us is inversely proportional to his love for the House of Torture. AKA, he really fucking hates House of Torture, which means he really fucking loves us.
Hey, I'll take it. I'm glad you understood that, because I am a dumb person. But
Peter Davies stands by his love for the pirate who you have such disdain for, Matt.
I just don't get it, man.
Hayden,
and I don't think she has a good elbow drop.
Hayden pointed out that I was a dumbass. He put it much kinder than that. But I said Mark Davis Will Ospreay was going to be the first United Empire match. United Empire, United Empire. Of course, that happened in World Tag League. Aaron Hanara and Great O'Khan took on Aussie Open, didn't they?
Yeah.
So thanks, Hayden, for pointing that out. Dunstan Williams saying, yeah, Finley is a push to be the leader at the moment. He's still got to make his way to being the leader. Doesn't look like that's how it's spelled.
We shorten it to Crato.
Manuel Crato says, when are we having a bread eating contest?
Great. That's a great guy. I would kill you in a bread eating contest.
Exactly. I don't know how much of a contest it would be.
Why? You don't think, how much bread do you think you could eat?
Not a lot. It's dry. You can't eat lots of just bread.
It's dry. What is going on over there? Where are you getting?
We got proper bread. We got proper bread. I've listened a podcast went on a tangent I listened to, and I've heard horror stories about your bread. How long when you buy your bread from the supermarket?
That's your first mistake. Who buys bread at a fucking supermarket?
Okay, are you going to a baker's or something?
Yeah, dude. Okay. You don't look like me by going to. You don't know where to buy bread.
No, because I was going to say but if you hypothetically went and bought your bread from a supermarket,
right?
It's good for a long time, right? It takes a long time before it goes off. It goes bad.
I don't know, man. Look at me. I eat. When I buy something, I go to eat it.
I appreciate the fact that you don't indulge in what I would listen to on a podcast that may or not be correct.
No, I just I know there's people who just like they go to the store and they're like, we got to buy bread every week because God forbid, there's that weird over here in the States. I don't know if it happens in the UK. Anytime there's a snowstorm, we're going to get snow. Everyone goes to the supermarket to buy fucking milk and bread and eggs.
Milk goes out of date super quick unless you're buying the long lasting milk.
Don't know, dude. I don't
those aren't long lasting foods. You should be buying cans and tins of stuff.
It's snow. I go out in the snow. I'm not gonna be snowed in my house.
We discussed the weather a lot on this for a show about bread. We discussed the weather a lot.
Well, we discuss a lot of things. I have a lot of I have a lot of questions. You're on a whole nother part of the world.
Well, when we come back in 2 weeks, I think we're all going to be trying to get a peek around the side of your head to see if we can see the United Empire framed and on the wall.
If it's going to go anywhere, it's going to go in front of me because that's where I only have some space.
You want to see it whilst you're podcasting. You want to feel the power of the Empire.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. I'm really bad. I let things accumulate, and then there's just a day where I just go and I straighten everything up. I've been pretty good, but.
I'm very jealous of that. I kind of wish I got one now. It looks pristine, man. It got to you in good condition as well, considering I had to make that big old trip from the UK to the States.
Yeah, it took quite a bit of time. I'm glad it got here.
I'm quickly checking something because I hope that by the time we come back, I'll have something very obvious set up here for when I'm podcasting.
I think I know what we're talking about there, fella.
It's been dispatched from the Tokyo International Outward Office of Exchange on the 24th of March, and I've not had an update since. But it's on its way. It's on its way, Matt.
I'm excited for you, Kieran. Very excited for you.
I'm extremely excited as well. But yeah, does that do it? Is that another episode of Bread Club?
I think that is another episode of Bread Club. Remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, Fightful Overbooked, FightfulOverbooked.com, Fightful.com. Remember to subscribe so you never, ever, ever miss an episode of the Bread Club. We're bi-weekly, every other week. Kieran, I think we are fast approaching our one-year anniversary as the Bread Club.
Really?
It's soon, wasn't it? Right after...
It was around about Dominion.
Yeah.
I feel like Dominion was our first episode, around about then. No,
because
Jay returned. Did Jay return at Sakura Genesis to make his big attack, and then he challenged at Dominion? Because we reviewed Best of Super Juniors, it was before Best of Super Juniors. This we could be at the 1 year mark, like nowish. We'll have to scroll through the Fightful Overbooked archives and have a look. But whilst Matt tries to figure it out, I'm going to get my plugs in for myself. I'm at KieranRH93 on Twitter and at WrestleIn on Twitter as well, WrestleIn.com. We've got interviews coming up with Mizuki, the new Princess champion for all my TJPW fans. And I got a blessing of an interview with Jack Morris from Noah. I sent him a ton of questions and I said, dude, if this is too many questions, let me know. I appreciate this a lot. And he responded so in depth to everything. There's some fucking gold in there. I can't thank him enough. So if you're a Noah fan or a TJPW fan, head over to WrestleIn because I got some great stuff lined up for you guys.
They're not audio interviews, right?
No, Mizuki's through a translator, and Jack Morris, bless his heart, he spent a lot of time typing out a lot of responses to my many questions, and they were very in-depth.
Nice. I think our first show was right after Bullet Club Day when Jay returned.
The Sakura Genesis. No, Dontaku.
May 3rd.
Dontaku, yes. That sounds right. Yep.
I think that was our first show.
God damn. 1 year of just this image. Two blocks next to each other.
I think we're more than just two blocks, Kieran.
Well, we'll have to. Okay, May 3rd ish is our anniversary. We'll have to see if we can't cook up something special.
Yeah, get to cooking, bro.
I'll get to cooking. I'll try to get cooking.
I mean, we could cook together.
I'm a bad cook. I'll let you cook.
I'm not that great either.
Don't you literally do it for a job?
I cook one thing, dude. It's not fucking hard. Right? If it ain't on the instruction card for HelloFresh, we're in a lot of trouble, brother.
Matt, Wizards Podcast, at Wizards Podcast, Shining Wizards. Who have you got on the show tonight?
Tonight we don't have a guest. Tonight we're gonna talk. All right, first of all, don't fucking boo me. We had a guest last week and the week before that and the week before that.
I mean, by the time, okay, so we're recording this Monday night, as always, Monday, 27th of March. Matt will be recording Wizards Podcast shortly after this. So by the time Bread Club airs, you should also be going back to check out Wizards Podcast and listen to it or watch it or whatever you prefer.
Yeah, do that, because we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to preview the big week. You know, Supercard of Honor, WrestleMania.
You're going to have so much fun, apparently. You love it.
I will talk about it. I'm just, you know, I'm not. I watch Supercard of Honor, and that's probably it. I'm not even going to lie.
I think I probably won't watch anything. I got to admit. Unless it's a New Japan show, yeah. I really don't tend to go out my way.
Right? It's And look, I've been doing this for 11 years now, over 11 years doing the podcast, right? At first, it was great. Then I went to my first WrestleCon. And like we did it, we had like a table and we tried to go to all the shows. It's fucking exhausting.
It is so much work.
And
it's nonstop. There's a match every hour of the day.
Unbelievable. And as I get like older, you know, like I'm not going. So I'm not gonna sit on the fucking Twitter and look at all the pictures and have FOMO, and I'm not ordering fucking like 100 shows. I can't watch them all. It's not humanly possible.
Just if anyone has stuck around this long, I think I've seen posts that saying Fight do a 7-day free subscription at the moment, 7-day free trial. So if you sign up for that trial, you can watch a shit ton of the WrestleMania shows for free. Check out the T's and C's. You probably have to enter your credit card and then make sure you cancel and stuff before they start charging you. But yeah, there's very real chance you could watch a bunch of the core WrestleMania shows for free.
That's a great idea. And you know what else happens every year around WrestleMania time? It's baseball season starts.
Matt, you need to get a baseball podcast going, clearly. Your one true love.
I just don't have enough time. There's
Baseball club.
It's such a hard... You'd have to do it like every other day because there's so much happening. So,
yeah, of course. Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard enough with the New Japan Cup sometimes, let alone fucking baseball.
Right, yeah. No, big party here on Thursday, though. Big party. Three TVs, three different games, all sorts of baseball snacks. I can't wait.
Well, at WrestleIn, IWN, and at Wizards Podcast for all your good shit, as always.
Yeah, boy. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Sakura Genesis. Will we have new champions in the New Japan realm? Will we have watched the multiverse? Did Kota Ibushi beat Joey Janela?
Fucking shit. Jesus.
Did Shibata beat Wheeler Yuta? How many tag titles will Aussie Open have next time we get together on the Bread Club? Episode 20 next time.
Some great cliffhangers here. You're a pro. Oh my God. You're a pro.
Yes. I don't know about that.
I'm in awe. Bread Club back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate, comment, subscribe, leave the comments as always. I will always try and remember to go through the comments, and we will chat away about them as we have done during this episode.
And I will always remember to kick a pirate when they're down. kick out their peg leg. But I'm excited for Izumi and Hakushi.
Oh, you were so close. You've done so well.
Zuka, I closed
on that. Oh,
no. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. It's on Sakura Genesis. Did you watch the big TJPW thing that was?
I did. I got up at like 6 a.m. to watch it all live.
Yeah, you're a better person than I am.
It was great. It was brilliant. I mean, it was only so great because Miyu Watanabe unfortunately lost the title. But yeah, it was great.
Great, but she lost.
My girl lost. I'm not happy.
I understand. You should be more upset about this.
Yeah, the match was great, but yeah, I am upset that Miyu Watanabe lost the title. Very upset.
This is what I see. It's a brisk morning in the UK. Kieran's up nice and early. He's got his coffee and maybe a tea. He's got a tea. He's drinking a Red Bull. It doesn't matter. Okay. This is all Kieran in his underwear with his tail on, watching, just standing in front of the TV.
Oh my God. That got so much worse so quickly. Oh, fuck.
Orange juice? Do you not drink in the morning? Water? What's your...
Water. I don't drink hot drinks, and I don't drink much else other than water. I don't drink hot drinks.
No, what's the word you said?
Water.
Water.
You think I'm bad. You should hear some of the other fuckers.
I don't think you're bad, but I just wasn't. So you only drink water?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, good for you. So unless
if I'm out in a restaurant, I might get like a Coke Zero or something, but... And then obviously, if I'm going out drinking, I'll have rum and Coke and stuff. But yeah, like.
Oh, you don't get a Coke Zero with your rum and Coke?
No. I've never asked for a Coke Zero and rum. I always just say rum and Coke.
What?
99% of the time, I'm drinking water exclusively.
Even at no coffee or tea in the morning. I don't do that either, but I was just.
I don't like hot drinks. And I find water is just, it does that for me. If I get out of bed and I chug a mouthful of water, I'm good to go.
All right. You don't like hot drinks?
Nope. I save a lot of money. When all my friends or my fiance are going to Starbucks, I'm just like, I'm good. I got my water.
Yeah, I got my water. I got my championship belt here. Fuck off, y'all.
Exactly. I'm going to wear that thing.
Stupid hot drinks.
Wear that thing everywhere.
Now we got to get you a tail. We're going to do a whole show. You're going to have a tail. I'm going to be dressed as a pirate.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
You just want to go. I'm sorry.
I was trying to cut you off before you could make it worse.
How is it worse?
What a fucking tail.
She's your girl, bro. My girl apparently is a pirate. I just need to put a fucking eye patch and a dumb hat on.
God, no, you got to go for that peg leg. You got to have a big thing. You got to do this show on a boat.
On a boat? I have like a little like frog pond outside. I could do it next to it.
That works.
The neighbor has a fucking dog, though, all the time. So I'm all for it. I've done a show outside before. You got to stay tuned, people. This is going to happen. I'm going to do a show outside one day next to the frog pond, dressed as a pirate. It's going to be amazing. And we're not going to tell you when it's going to happen.
I want to make our anniversary show special. I don't know that I want to make it that special.
Oh, it's going to be so special. I'm going to be just shirtless. Outside, dressed as a pirate. My wife will kill me.
Matt speaks. Matt's opinions are not the opinions of the Bread Club.
And I'll have a tail. I'll do a tail too. I don't care. I'll be a furry.
Take this train wreck home, Matt.
You got to tune in. You never know what kind of crazy nonsense we're going to get into. You come for the New Japan talk. You stay for the goofy talk. We appreciate everybody tuning in, checking out. Remember, as Kieran said, rate, review, subscribe. Kira's doing great things over at Wrestling, at Wrestling on Twitter. You got to follow those guys. Join the Patreon for $1. You get tons of great content. You get to see these, read these interviews earlier if you're a Patreon member. So check that out. And of course, you got to follow Kieran at KieranRH93 on the Twitter machine. I'm doing my thing over with the boys at the Wizards Podcast, at Wizards Podcast every Monday night. Our show is on YouTube, it's on Twitter, and it's on Facebook live every Monday. We'd love if you stop by. Drop the comment. We read all the comments that are pretty good during the live stream. We have great interviews. We're going to do Shepherd Alexander in a couple weeks. He's from the New Zealand New Japan Dojo.
Oh, yeah, you said. Yeah, Pete, like, if you're a New Japan fan, fan of Bread Club, that's definitely an episode of Wizards you need to go, be going out of your way to check, but you should be listening to them all regardless.
Yeah, so that'll be April 17th, so check it out. Yeah, I told a crazy story. We had a guest last week. I told the story how I drank my pee when I was a kid, so you go find it. True story.
It's not. Look, I thought I was used to Matt by now on the Bread Club. I was like, there's not much he can say to shock me anymore, surely.
I'm not trying to shock you.
I know, that's just that's the most shocking part.
It's just no filter, man. Come on.
Good.
It's not like I did it when I was like 20. I was like 7. It's a great story. Great interview.
17, did you say? 17.
Oh, 7. Just
teen. 7. 17.
No. Poop my pants like within the last year, but drinking my own food.
Oh, God.
Special thanks to those. Jeremy at Fightful, thanks for giving us the platform. We're having a great time here. Thank you all. God, I'm trying to go, Kieran, because I know you've reached your point.
I am a sleepy boy. I am. It's dark outside.
Oh. It's dark. Didn't you guys just do daylight savings?
Yeah, dude. Daylight savings is bollocks.
I agree. We got to say bollocks more.
It is ridiculous. But no, Matt's hit everyone on the head. Thanks for listening to Bread Club, guys. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, as always.
Enjoy your New Japan Pro Wrestling. Eat some bread. We're going to eat bread on this show, too, one of these nights.
That'll be the anniversary special.
Is it too much for you to eat bread after dinner?
I mean, bread, is it? Why? We've had this screen up for too long now.
No, it's not. People like this. Look at us. A little. Do I have to get a new shirt? He's gone. Oh, it's
shit. Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks, guys. We'll see you then.